Well, good evening. Welcome to a belated Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're going to be having a very special guest with us, but welcome to the Insight Hour, where we cover the world's worst news as well as the world's best news. In fact, that's what we prefer to do, but there are so many incredible issues that are happening in the world today that we need to be aware of and wise to develop a higher level of discernment, and that's what the Insight Hour is about, because it's life-saving to understand what's happening. It's also really important for not just physical salvation, but spiritual evolution. And that's what tonight's program is going to be about. Sherry, you want to introduce our sponsors before we get on to our guests?
Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Sherry Kane. I want to thank you all for listening to us. We come here every Tuesday, and we bring you the best of the best and the worst of the worst news. I want to thank our sponsors tonight, HealthyWorldStore.com, for your amazing products. Thank you so much for keeping people healthy throughout the year and creating the option for them not to get vaccinated by giving them the most powerful silver hydrosol in the world, OxySilver. So HealthyWorldStore.com, visit HealthyWorldStore.com today. We also have an amazing product called Liquid Dentist. If you haven't tried it, it's absolutely fantastic for your teeth. It keeps your teeth healthy and your teeth feel smooth and amazing. Dr. Horowitz can speak to you more on that. We also want to thank HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. If you haven't joined as a partner with us, please sign up today at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. You get discounts. We also have a new ambassador program at HealthyWorldAmbassadors.com, where you can also partner with us, get even better discounts, and also be educated on our amazing products. Also want to thank 528Records.com. And if you are a musician, we encourage you to sign up today at 528records.com. There is a record contract waiting for you. You get 60% royalties for anyone who donates to your music. And all you have to do is upload your music, and it will be remastered for you in the 528 frequency of love. And so we encourage you to do that. If you are not a musician, you can sign up today and upload your favorite albums to 528records.com, and you will get back the remastered albums for free. Your albums will become part of our music library, and any of the artists who actually are the creators of that music are eligible for the 60% royalties. And we also want you to visit our new site, 528radio.com, and we appreciate all donations because we're trying to keep the server going. And we need larger and larger servers.
Yeah.
We need more and more servers for all the music that's coming in. So we want to keep it going, and we want to bring that amazing, enlightening music to you that's been remastered in the beautiful 528 frequency. So thanks, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Sherry. The issue tonight is about what is this whole concept of spirituality? Who's got their right hand on it? Like, who's got the thumb on the pulse of what's really happening? And so many people globally have discrepancies with the way that they interact socially, intellectually, spiritually, this whole concept of what is love? What is this evolution in consciousness that's happening? Who's behind it? What are the problems and challenges that we have to go through and move through with not just each other, but ourselves, looking at ourselves, wondering what it is that we're thinking or doing and whether that serves us and others optimally. And if not, then how do we change, or how do we look at what caused this in our lives? What's the source or origin? And because if it's not a creator, that is, if it's not harmonic, if it's not beneficial, or in Hawaii, it's called pono, which is righteousness. If it's not righteous, then you're not right standing. That means you're not right standing in the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, right now, and it's all around you. It's your choice right here instantly to be in that harmony of divinity. And so if you're not there, then where are you, and why are you there? Why are you, why have we, as human beings, selected choices and made choices consistent with our degeneration and early demise versus uplifting, loving, developing this concept of longevity like prosperity. We can live and live and be in joy and harmony and happiness, and all the fruits of all the earth can come to us, literally. It's prosperity in all ways is a matter of consciousness. It's a function of thinking, feeling, as well as, most importantly, faith. The joy and love, which go hand in hand in your heart center, joy and love. Also, this concept of faith and bravery, because, again, the world is full of chicken littles, people who don't stand up for their rights. Rights are being, we had just a conversation off air just a couple minutes ago with Doug Newsom, who's a wonderful brother of Don Newsom on BBS Radio. They bring you BBS Radio Network, and we're happy to be one of the great hosts and programs on that network. And we were just having this conversation about how it is that we've degenerated with all the laws that exist now. We seem to be out of the Creator's law, most importantly. Man's law has nothing to do, apparently, at this point, especially with the whittling down of the Constitution. Sherry, I know you have a lot of feelings about that.
Definitely. I know. We have a guest that I'd like to introduce tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Our guest with us
yes,
tonight.
Yes, he is with us tonight. I want to introduce Virado to you. Virado has actually, he's known in millions of countries. He is the editor of he's the editor and publisher of New Frontier magazine. And he has interviewed many, many celebrities all over the world, including Deepak Chopra, James Redfield, Neil Donald, Lou Reed, Brian O'Leary, Edgar Mitchell, Stephen Halpern, and many, many others. And I want to welcome him to our show. We're really, really excited to have him on.
And everybody knows a little bit about the concept of New Age, the concept of New Age theology, spirituality, consciousness, and the Mecca for that is in North Carolina, in Asheville, North Carolina. And Virado has developed this magazine that you can go online and see. It's called Asheville Magazine at ashevillemagazine.com, where Virado is marshaling together a variety of educational and spiritual resources that we're going to talk about tonight. And we're going to talk about what Virado's background, his mission, and ultimately look at some of the really challenging topics that deal with this concept of New Age versus Christian right. What's the difference?
And let's talk about Asheville, North Carolina, because according to CBS News, Rolling Stone Magazine, and the New York Times, they call this southern Appalachian town America's Mecca of New Consciousness. And so he's at Asheville, is actually producing this amazing online publication, and you can visit it today at ashevillemagazine.com. Thank you. Welcome to the show, Virado.
Well, hello, Sherry. Hello, Lynn. I guess we know we were on my show. I guess it was about 4 or 5 years ago.
That's a while back.
Exciting. You know, you identify me by New Age, and I really have a problem with that title. And yet, you know, I always fall back on it when people who really know. It's hard to explain that. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is that my viewpoint is a lot different from yours, actually. It's just that our presentation may be a little wider in scope. Example, my wife and I were the first to be arrested in the city of Asheville in Occupy Asheville. And we were the first to be tried and convicted. Now, how New Age is that? I don't know. A lot of the people were trying to pull us back in fear. Oh, get back. You're going to break the law. I said, what the hell do you think we're here for? You know? So I'm a living agnostic. And one day I'm accused of being a fundamentalist Christian. And hearing you talk sometimes, it sounds the same. You and and Alex Jones has that same flavor too, you know? You know, and the Alex Jones conspiracy thing right now. Where do we stop with this? You know, where do we stop with it? Now, I don't. You yourself don't buy into the conspiracy thing, or do you?
Oh well, actually, we're busting
either
one right
either
now.
Either.
Yeah,
we're actually involved, and actually, Alex is also involved in this lawsuit that we're advancing currently. We actually do believe in conspiracy realities. We're not much of conspiracy theorists. And I appreciate having you on the show tonight, Verrato, because it gives us an opportunity to look into these most fascinating and challenging topics that has never been discussed on any other program. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. And it's great that you don't necessarily believe in things that we believe in. I think perhaps then from a different perspective, people will come to a greater understanding about what is happening. What is spirituality? What is New Age? What is Christian fundamentalist right? And, you know, what is the conspiracy genre have to do with all of this? It's very important because the divisions...
Well, you're asking a lot. I'm glad I'm 73 years old. Otherwise, I would never be able to handle that.
Yeah, well, it looks from just, you know, having looked at AshevilleMagazine.com and having you so graciously invite Sherry and I to have a banner on there and connect to the Inside Hour shows and actually help us to promote what we do in the world. And then it gave me an opportunity to look at all the many other resources that you are providing. It seems to me that you have like a broad brush stroke over this whole concept of New Age, over this concept of conspiracy, and I think you would be a good guest to have on the Inside Hour.
Well, let me give you an example of a point of view. I don't believe in anything, number one. I have points of view, and they change just about like oil on water will change or as the seasons change, okay? So I don't believe in anything, but I sometimes use it in my vocabulary, unfortunately. But you were saying something, and I was saying something about conspiracies and reality. And, you know, how do we measure that? What is our guideline? What is our measuring stick? Where do we go from insanity? Like, I look at some of the paintings of Vincent van Gogh, and there everyone is, you know, Starry, Starry Night, right? I look at Starry, Starry Night very objectively, and I say, this is the work of a madman. So the reason that it was so successful, and it still is that art, again, is nothing more than a communication tool, as is poetry, as is everything.
Of virtually so mad, in many cases.
Well, also, he was known... to be a little mad. I mean, look how he died. He was, you know, he actually cut his own ear off, right? According to records, according to what was said about him in history. But also a lot of artists are self-destructive a lot like that.
I mean, I think people in general are self-destructive because we're engaged in a lunacy, a hypocrisy, and this political system is just part of a divide the sheeple, Democrat from Republican, divide families, divide communities, divide nations. Let's go to war with each other because that's the psyops that's being run through the mainstream media primarily. So the question becomes, what the hell do we believe? Do we believe in Jesus? Do we believe in the general God of the Jews if it's not Jesus? Do we believe in Allah? Do we believe in Obama? I mean, what the hell is going on in the world? And I think it's important to discuss this.
One can answer that quite simply. I would have to step back now and talk more like a six-year-old because they're the only ones that really have any sense. And that would be that, you know, whatever we do, we do. It's a reality. There was a time where the Goya nude or a big fat woman was considered quite vogue. Mm-hmm. And nothing would be said about it.
She wasn't called that. She was called Rubenesque, by the way.
Yeah, well, okay, and now I'm going to put myself way out on a stick, and, you know, if you want to hang the phone up on me, I'll accept it. There's something that's happening on our planet right now. Now, you know from Googling me that I do a lot in Tantra, the field of Tantra. What, beyond just, you know, the sexual part of it, far, way beyond it. And there is a magic that can be happening. People can get into the zone, and we can create these realities. Now, so what's the difference between, say, Masaru Emoto, who is putting love out and actually changing the structure of water? You know, I met him personally in Asheville, and I've interviewed him as well. And is he a madman? You know, some of the great stuff that ever came down never came through Matrix thinking, because I agree with you. We don't teach anything any longer. We indoctrinate people into a model that will supply the system what it needs. Call it the Illuminati, call it the rich, call it the haves and the have-nots, whatever you want to call it, you know, the 1%.
Right. Well, I want to also, you mentioned where do we draw the line between conspiracy theory and conspiracy reality? And the way I do it is I look at evidence, what's happening and what happened to Dr. Horowitz and myself was we were attacked. He was attacked in 2007. They put him on his fake Knights of Malta list, and then they circulated it all over the internet. And because he joined an organization that they would like to say was a Knight of Malta, and it wasn't a Knight of Malta's organization. They had women who joined. It were all naturopathic doctors.
And so it was done to discredit me primarily.
Right. And so when I met him in 2009 and I researched him, I said, who are these people that are saying these things about you? And he didn't know. He's like, he's a very busy man. He didn't know. He didn't have the time to look. And I said, do you mind if I just find out who these people are? And so I started to do research. And the more I dug, and because I wanted to know who would waste their time in attacking somebody and trying to discredit them every single day to do all the things that they did, because it had to take all their time to do it.
Yeah, and they have to have some economic. I mean, I didn't think about this at the time, but it's some commercial value that they're getting profit from. And so Sherry was brilliant in investigating and digging up the dirt on these folks.
And so these are guys that were speaking on the same circuits as Dr. Horowitz. They shook his hand.
So one of them was on this radio network after my show.
Exactly. One of them was on this radio network after the show. And some of them interviewed him on their show. And he had no idea that these guys were his enemies. He thought,
or that they were working together as a conspiracy, like racketeering and organized crime.
And so what the deal was, is when you looked at it, you looked at who was running these organizations. Basically, Dr. Horowitz, what does he do? He's at the forefront of the natural health movement, of giving people information about the dangers of vaccinations. And these people were actually commissioned to start their own health stores right after he opened his. And so they positioned themselves around him so basically they could monopolize the whole industry where it was being controlled by their bosses. And we know who their bosses are.
And steal my intellectual property and on top of that create a whole different competitive market for all the really great products that we were advancing.
And you mentioned being an activist.
Ditto the AMA and what happened to Samuel Hahnemann. I mean, when the entire country, every hospital was basically a homeopathic hospital. And all of a sudden, they're finding out, hey, you can replicate this stuff yourself. Just shake it in a jar and you made it your own medicine. Uh-oh, that's not going to work.
Right, exactly.
Bam, comes the AMA. And if you know, the AMA has been replaced. I myself, although I'm not in the medical field, but I am in the communication field. And, you know, I am out of a little town called Asheville. But I was, you know, very, very popular. I had shows in New York and stuff like that. And I really stepped out. So I did a big promotion here locally in Asheville about a thing we were going to do on fluoride. And I got some of the biggest, you know, what I thought were the experts. And I said, now, as a population, how could you possibly accept this? And if you do, you really must accept your stupidity. And if you are that stupid, I'm embarrassed that you're here. And I'm really in favor of AIDS, that it spreads faster than you get off the planet. I said that on the radio. But anyway, make a long story short, guess what? So much publicity on it. When the show went out, I interviewed the guests, some of the leading people. And I even told them, I said, you know, we have Asheville, North Carolina, and 35 miles away, fluoride is banned as a deadly poison. The same company is putting it in the water in Asheville that now is banned from putting it in the water in Brevard, North Carolina. Right. So to make a long story short, the show never got out over the tower, nor did it get on the internet.
They pulled the plug on you, huh?
Wow.
You know, everyone said, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Right?
Yeah. Well,
Two days later, I go to the post office to pick up my mail in my mailbox. Regular post office, and I can't get in my box. And I said, I know, I paid months ago. So I went and said, my box is locked. And out loud, this woman in the U.S. Post Office says, oh, Mr. Verano, wow, the Homeland Security is protecting you here, such and such. I said, what? They made me fill out a 7-page form. A form that I filled out the last time when I was in the military, getting cleared for secret. And I've said this, and I'm saying it now on PBS with your show, and I've said it on the radio, and then I put the show out again, right, the next time. And listen to this. The next time, it went out because I didn't tell anyone. It was a surprise. I said, folks, I got a surprise for you, and wham, guess what? Within 30 minutes of the show, it disappeared off the air again. So, you know, I'm making it available as a CD, but basically it does happen out there. And is this conspiracy? Is it what? It's reality. You know, it is reality, and what do we do about this reality? And, you know, and if you had $50 billion, maybe you do, by the way, if you have $50 billion and you had access to the NSA and everyone, because you're supplying this stuff to the NSA, did you know, I know you know this about the FDA. I used to be, I guess I still am, an engineer. So I sold electronic components and devices and equipment to the Federal Drug Administration. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Any equipment that I would sell to the FDA, they would send me where I had to get it approved. It would either be at Monsanto or Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, that
right,
makes sense.
They were the ones who took care of the equipment. So the whole thing was, it's such a farce. And you tell people this, and you do this on your show, and in your excellent books, by the way. And the reason I had you on my show is because, you know, you're the kind of people out there, and thank God that Sherry's now, you both together as a team here, because your stuff has to be heard. And that's why I'm, you know, selected you, and I want to promote promote your every way I can. Because, anyway, that's my thing now is to do that. I'm a Magnavox for awareness and consciousness, waking people up. Because, you know, this fundamental Christian thing, take it or leave it or whatever, let's take it out of the whole thing of spirituality. Because fundamental Christianity is not spiritual at all. They are far from spiritual.
Yeah, let me just make two comments on that. First of all, and it relates to something that you said earlier, that I actually have a different perspective on. I think that, like a child that you mentioned, we need to look at what is, for example, a blade of grass. What color is it? Where is it growing towards? The sun? Why? Some very simple things pop out at you, such as, oh, well, it's getting electrons. That's energy. And it's getting it in a particular frequency. And that frequency is radiating into your eyes, yellow, green. And that radiation into your eyes is actually having a soothing and calming effect, says the scientists in biophysics. Well, gee whiz, what does that do to the electrogenetics? Suddenly now you bust the entire paradigm. Just like you said, the AMA suppresses homeopathy that works on frequency exactly. Suddenly now, through the simplest understandings, the entire fraud of medical science and all of the academic and institutional policies that directs the insanity and the genocide, suddenly you blow it out. So that, to me, is what's called righteousness. It's called karma. It's called, in Hawaiian, pono, where some simple basic truths, there is law. There is God's way. There is a musical mathematical matrix that administers the magic of manifestation divine. And so that's kind of like the litmus that I look for. And you can see it now as we engage in the legal system and statutory law system, where we begin to see the fraud, the misinterpretation and the manipulation of the words that are used in legislation by agencies like the FDA. They overstep their authority. There's no literally laws that support them. For example, about 3 or 4 years ago, when the FDA tried to block my publications and my advertisements on OxySilver and several other of our products, and I asked them to provide me with the statutes that allowed them to do that, they sent it to me. And when I read those statutes, the one word stuck out. It was the word "and." Now, a child knows what the word "and" means, and a child knows that the word "or" is not the same as the word and. But that statute that they provided me had the word where they interpreted it the opposite of what it meant, and in doing so, regulated, and still today, regulate the entire natural products industry on fraud. So I'm sure to you that's not surprising, nor to us, but a lot of people, you know, it's like news to them. And most importantly is, how do we integrate God's law, not man's insanity, and how then we deal with the choices in the way we think, which is reflecting our consciousness, in love versus hate, and in faith versus fear of each other. And there, again, paradigm shifting, the divisions between us that have been created. Suddenly now you begin to see we need a new, not, you know, I hate to substitute religion for another religion, but we need something other than the hypocrisy that has been ongoing.
And we don't...
You're talking about, you said God, you used the word God. And when the word God is used in most structured society, I think all of society, whether it's translated into, you know, Arabic or whatever, it still has the flavor. And that flavor has been usurped by people who want to control this very important element. Because if I tell you, if you do wrong, Len, you're going to spend eternity in hell, and it's hot and it's burning. Let me take your finger. Let me see. Oh, wow, that hurts. And I've implanted that fear in you. You'll do anything I want you to do. And that's exactly what we're dealing with here.
Well, yeah, it's definitely
exactly
manipulation and control. It is, Verrato. It's manipulation. It's about manipulation and control. I mean, and then there's other factors. You have the Christian identity movement, which has the white supremacists basically changing the whole entire Bible and saying that Jesus was not Jewish, that he was an Aryan, and that the Jews are, you know, responsible for all the bad that's going on in the world. That's another way.
We got the Zionist parables or the Zionist proclamation and all that viewpoint. And there's many, many opposing viewpoints. And the Internet itself, by the way, Len, I agree with you when we've talked that the Internet is no litmus test for truth, that's for sure.
Right, it is.
But, you know, it allows for thought processes to get in there. And the thing about creating our own reality to me is very, very important too. And when you get a society all hopped up and living under fear, this is the reality that's going to be created. I mean, I don't know, you may both be aware of this, but in advertising, during the periods of greatest amount of fear, the highest, if you want to make money in the stock market, make something that's going to take and serve alcoholic beverages. Swizzle sticks, plastic tops for bottles, bottle labels, bottles, and get in the whiskey business because, and they now you know that the, not the SEC, but one of the so-called agencies, they used to have controls about subliminal advertising. I'll take any magazine that's currently out there, Cosmo or whatever, and I'll just show you. I'll take just a standard spyglass that you can get at a five and dime store, and you'll see the horror in the ice cubes. They used to be banned, and now they're back to showing it again. And it's perpetuating, and it continues. And when you're in that mode, people will do anything. You know, I was a pilot in the military about the 9/11 stuff. I was in Russia at the time. So evidently the controls weren't as tight as they were here or whatever, because I saw the hole that was in the Pentagon. I saw it clearly, everything about it, and it was the size of, you know, 16.5 feet. Yet the aircraft that went in it was the size of the aircraft that I flew in the military, 127 feet. So anyone with any common sense beyond a fifth grader, I think it's the young kids who know it more than anyone that's older. That whole thing is such a farce, it's almost an embarrassment that the government or whomever's involved in this, whatever you want to call it, I'm not calling it a conspiracy, because to me it's reality. It's reality.
Well,
and the people just go along with it. They nod their heads.
Right.
They nod their heads at the Warren Commission.
An embarrassment, you know, for those that they're controlling with this crap, and that's what they're doing. They control many people. We confront many people about 9/11 being an inside job, and they do not want to hear it. They'll argue with us.
Oh, and it's really the greatest challenge of being Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Cain today is that we're so spread out as to what our, like I said at the beginning of the show, we're about the greatest news on the planet that has to do with music and bioenergy and how to heal naturally. Greatest news. And then at the same time, we're exposing the psychological operatives that keep us all divided like sheep and keep us enslaved to fear instead of faith. And so when we go out and we meet with various groups, we literally do not fit into any group. None. Zero. Zip. We can't literally have a friendship deep and sincere with virtually anyone because there's something that we think doesn't vibe to what they think, and suddenly now we're ostracized.
Right.
And that is so sick.
Example, I'm a big proponent of meditation. Mantra meditation is a very popular form of mantra meditation, right?
Yes, it
However, is. I cannot have a conversation with a TMer. If they're with transcendental meditation, I start talking to them as if they're crossing me like a Pentecostal would, that I'm talking gibberish. If it's not Maharishi's meditation, then it's not worth talking about. They know nothing about anything else except Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And I said, what
You're
difference
so
is
right.
it between you and a fundamentalist? You know?
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing that truth. That is exactly what happens with every ism.
Yeah.
Whatever ism that you're into, you are indoctrinated, and to the extent that you divide yourself from the love between people, suddenly now you're virtually unconscious, you're sick, and you have a psychological neurosis, if you will, that's a psychopathology that translates into this social, you know, aggression, and the sad ultimate issue is now you've got a government that has to step in and regulate the way you think and behave. And so this is in the insanity, and we really have got to step beyond it. But right now, I mean, we're feeling fairly much alone. I know there's a lot of folks out there listening right now to the Insight Hour that feel the same way. But, you know, we've got to discuss these matters. And frankly, this is the first radio show that I've ever attended, certainly, or even heard, that's dealing with the fundamental crap of how it is that no matter what ism you're into, you think you've better. Like the religious exclusivity doctrines. That's what I call it, or RED for short. Religious exclusivity doctrines. Every religion, or like you say, even the meditations or the Eastern theologies and philosophies have this insane, I'm better than you mentality. And it's exclusivity.
You know, one of the things, I don't want to interrupt you, because you jog my mind. The absurdity of something is for someone to have a book and to call it the King James version of the Bible. Don't you think I want to have Jesus' version of it?
You bet.
That's the King. And they introduced the word Lord, L-O-R-D, in the book to make sure you obey the law. And it goes on and on and on and on ad infinitum.
Prado, the thing about Jesus that people do not get, they do not want to get, and they don't want to hear it, is that when Jesus was alive, he preached the way to peace, the way to love, and he didn't treat women as inferior. It wasn't anything about that. Christianity came after Jesus was dead. Now, he didn't know anything about Christianity. And also, the churches were not created until after Jesus was gone. And so, Jesus didn't have anything to do with all of those, like you said, all of those points of making you feel guilty, putting blame on you, making you feel... I mean, all of that is not Jesus. And also the divisions, killing people in the name of
Jesus. I was involved with the Rajneesh community. You're familiar with the Rajneesh community, the Osho community?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and I personally, you know, I've gone through the New Age circuit. I mean, I absolutely adore Paramahansa Yogananda. I was a student of his mastery, for many years, and to this very moment,
I absolutely adore. Dennis Weaver's a good friend. Was a good friend. Yeah.
He actually, you know, his commitment was to children and to educating the children into ways of being that honor being a human, superhuman, divine being, brother, sister of Christ, of Yeshua. All of this is real, and it's available no matter what theology, but you've got to look dig deep, and it's got to be in your heart. The discernment has to come from within and literally from beyond, because right now...
I wanted to share something which I didn't get to with the Osho community. Okay, in my lifetime, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever I was involved, he said this. He said, before my ashes are finished, you're going to create some kind of religion here. And it has become the most absurd. The whole ashram is owned by Radisson. Radisson Corporation is running a religious thing with no paying homage to him at all. It's all about Zen tennis and everything else at these absurd prices. And I said, why, God, they outdid the Baptists.
Well, look at what Scientology did. Look at that. Some guy came up, a science fiction writer who was into Satanism. He was into Satanism. He came up with a concept. If I start a religion, I become the richest man in the world. And now look, he's got all these movie stars following him. They're crazy people, I'm telling you. They stalk me.
They are.
They're crazy cult. I mean, they're like children of the corn. You know, they're ready to burn you at the stake. They stand outside your window when you don't answer their letters, when you don't answer their phone calls. They found me everywhere I ever lived, even with phone numbers that I never even was attached to.
You know, and another example of this hypocrisy and genocidal manipulation, you have to look at, for example, Target. You mentioned Radisson. The Target stores, actually, you can't even imagine this truth. They're with JCPenney, they own Life Touch, which is the main photography studio for all of America's children and the school yearbooks. Oh. And they also, Target does, with through Life Touch, has all of these photographs work as the FBI's, that's the Federal Bureau of Investigation's chief forensics laboratories, when the children disappear off America's streets and homes by the hundreds of thousands annually, the FBI is supposed to be checking into this and solving the mystery. There's child trafficking networks that are ongoing that the FBI has done squat about. Nothing, not a zip. They ongo, and the children are involved in not just the disappearance, but also sex trafficking and this whole concept of demonic, satanic rituals, blood drinking and murdering of these children many times. This is what these insane people actually, because they themselves were traumatized when they were young, and they continued with the trauma as they went through their cult indoctrination, secret societies, that suddenly now they think that they arrogantly believe they're entitled to take a life of a child and get off on it spiritually and psychologically. I mean, that's sick.
Len, I have to ask you one thing, then I'm going to have to run. And this is about chemtrails, okay? I have done what I consider to be exhaustive research. My wife even took some samples and sent them to a laboratory in Moscow, and they've done tests on them. And my question is this. If, in fact, they are whatever they are, and we don't really know because no one's coming up to plate to say what they are, how are people who are ingesting this stuff, along with whatever is happening to the rest of the people, have they received some antidote, or are they all aliens, or what? Do you know?
The chemtrail matter, you have to go to Rockefeller Standard Oil Company, and you have to go to the British Shell Oil Company, and you have to understand that the way in which depopulation is advancing is called the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting non-lethal warfare that actually kills you slowly but surely. And it's called the Russian because the Americans and the British advanced it. And so they want to discredit Russia, of course, and the communists. And what the challenge is that first you expose people to toxins, the chemicals in the environment. And the agenda calls for increasing global pollution because that's, again, not just profitable, but it's depopulating and it's globalizing. It makes people from all over the world realize they need one world government to get us out of this mess. So that's where the agenda...
What about the Obamas and what about the senators and what about these people? Are they not aware? Are they all that stupid? They can't be.
There's various levels. Denial goes a long way. The fact that these people are on the top of money and power goes a long way for them to deny again. The other thing I mentioned as before is entitlement. These people have convinced themselves and their group leaders, their indoctrinators, their mind manipulators have indoctrinated them to serve this kind of theology, ideology, and then ultimately translates into the public policies that are genocidal, kill us, poison us. And so the Russian biological cocktail is where you expose targeted populations to combinations of chemicals that reduce immunity. It wreaks havoc with the immune system, like you say, when you're exposed to fluoride and chloride and all these other organophosphate pollutants in the soils now and in the atmosphere. You then pump in the JP-8 jet fuel that contains the barium and aluminum and these things literally the heavy metals that, again, deplete our immunity and cause respiratory pathology. Suddenly now you have a perfect, profitable, efficient depopulation weapon. And you follow that with what, Sherry, you were reading today. Maybe you can share a little bit about the biological weapons that are suddenly now getting headline news, whereby they finally realized what Horowitz was writing about 15 years ago, that the biological weapons laboratories and vaccine agents were injecting us and infecting us and intoxicating us and polluting us and depopulating us profitably and secretly. And this is, again, what's happening. This is what we, again, when Sherry and I deal with these kinds of issues, you should see all the New Agers run away.
Yep. Nobody wants to hear it, but they're pretty much trying to release airborne diseases right now. They're working on them. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a sinister.
One of the most sinister people on the planet.
He's sadistic. He's sinister. And he's genocidalist.
He is the Mr. AIDS. He's the AIDS czar for the United States, has been for the inception, virtually, for the National Institute of NIASH, the Allergies and Infectious Diseases. This organization has been directed by Dr. Anthony Fauci. And Fauci, no matter what infectious disease you're looking at, this is Mr. Propaganda and media manipulation. So he's the guy now that CNN is reporting is dealing with the matter of
creating a deadly avian bird flu strain that will go airborne and kill millions.
And this is H5N1, and it's a recombinant also of H1N1, the swine flu that they literally created as a genocidal fraud, and most profitable it was for the multinational corporations. But the Fauci was their, again, their puppet propagandist at the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases.
I got to ask you something. A question about a radio show, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want. What's your take on Coast to Coast AM?
Well, again, I love George Norrie. He's a dear friend of mine. We go way, way, way back. Before he was on Coast to Coast, he was in Ohio, and I believe he was broadcasting, I think, from Ohio or St. Louis.
I'm not talking about George Norrie. I'm not even talking about, maybe I'm talking about Art Bell, but I'm talking about the show itself.
Well, the show is a psyops. It's a psychological operation that fits like anything else. I'll give you an example. They have me on, and then just before they had me on the last show, they had a white witch on. So, again, Horowitz is known. You know, I love Jesus. I love Yeshua. And if I would call myself anything, which, like you, I don't want to call myself any religion because it doesn't honor the truth. So, anyway, they know that I'm more of a fundamentalist. So they have a witch on just before me. Or they'll have me on discussing, for example, AIDS, and then they'll bring Dr. Peter Duesberg on within a couple days to virtually take people's awareness off of the truth that I shared. And that's standard propaganda manipulation. It is what's called the Hegelian dialectic, whereby you first advance a theory or a thesis, and then you immediately or soon thereafter follow it with the opposite, the antithesis. And then what you get as a result of that is mass confusion. People don't know what the hell to believe, and they begin to then just tune out. And also that's the root cause of this dropping out of political activism in the United States, because we're so tired of the same old, it's so boring, and it's obviously such a fraud that most of the voters don't even want to vote anymore.
You know, a good
apathy results.
A good example also is to know that all alternative media is involved in controlled opposition. And when we were on Jesse Ventura's,
I mean, even look, even
tell,
this
tell
show,
them what happened about Jesse Ventura's True TV,
Sherry, you're so right. Even BBS Radio, we're coming to you via bbsradio.com right now, and we love, as I mentioned earlier, the guys that create this program, this venue. Well, gee whiz, we had literally had one of the co-defendants in our litigation for a conspiracy to defame me and to destroy me economically and even professionally. These guys infiltrated BBS. They put a talk show host following my show. So in other words, in a couple minutes when we were done, this guy would literally follow, and he did that for about 2 years. And then that's another example, like Sherry's really great commentary. All of the media has been infiltrated.
But the people that get huge masses of people listening to him because they're all over different networks, those people are either radio hosts or even under control for that. And a good example is when we were on True TV, Jesse Ventura's True TV, when they interviewed us on the Gulf oil spill, we talked about how Big Pharma was involved in it. We talked about
Goldman Sachs,
and they
Lloyd
said,
Blankfein.
They said, you cannot mention Big Pharma and you cannot mention Goldman Sachs because these are our sponsors. And they said, as long as we're getting the message out, why would it even matter who our sponsors are?
But it's half truth is a complete lie. And politically and in terms of mentally consciousness and socially, our consciousness is so low. It's so tolerant of poisoning us and killing us and dividing us.
Wake up.
Yeah, exactly. And so
I'm going to get off. And that was, I was banned from Whole Foods because I said that just because the name is there and they think they're wonderful with health foods, 25% of their food at least is laden with MSG. Now, granted, MSG may not be a poison in itself.
It is.
They banned me. They banned me.
It's a poison. And, you know, you can add to that the hypocrisy in the natural foods industry, canola oil in most of those foods. I mean, why don't you just poison people? Why don't you just stick on it a skull and bones and say, here.
I love canola oil. Canola oil is better than 3-in-1 oil. It's great for the joints in my car.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There you go. I give into it. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Please let me know who your guests are going to be. I will promote it, and I will put articles in our magazine, and you know, AshwellMagazine.com. And thank you for being there, man. Thank you for doing the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you for appreciating it, and likewise, what you're doing with AshwellMagazine.com, folks. mark it down, bookmark it so that you've got, you know, a thumb on a really great resource that deals as you.
And if they're only Ooga Booga, if they only want New Age stuff, then they should read Sedona Journal.
Okay.
I'm
right,
so
well,
bad.
Well,
take care.
You so much,
I love
Bruno.
You guys.
Thank
love you,
you
too.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank All you.
Right.
So, folks, you heard it. This has been a very unique program. We've dealt with issues that literally have never, in my opinion, been given a forum. And I think that this is where we all must go. We all must go back to whatever ism, an organization that practices the ism that we're following, and say, hey, folks, let's get to the root. What is it about us that is righteous, more so than other organizations and groups? And Sherry, I know you've been involved with We the People in this concept. On Friday, you have an interview with the Building Bridges thing. Is that happening?
I'm not sure yet. It hasn't really been confirmed. So
oh,
I'm not
really?
Sure
okay.
I mean, I'm hoping that it's going to happen. So
well, at any rate, the concept of building bridges and getting ourselves aligned with God, literally having a spiritual presence being within yourself that is pure and loving and not so stressed out in your head, but literally in your heart in harmony with not just the Creator and each other, but all of nature. Everywhere we look, there is harmony and it's beauty and God's fingerprint. We showed you this in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. God's fingerprint is on everything, and it's musically, mathematically laid out and created. We're actually advancing because of this knowledge, the 528 love revolution in the music industry. We're literally, for free, transposing music and remastering artists' albums so that it is in love and then it becomes medicinal. It's medicinal music when you play God's frequency, his channel, broadcast of love. That's what Jesus' message was all about. And anybody that says that it's something other than all about love, I think that is a red flag. Somebody that has to pull up dissonance and say that claim that they're, for whatever reason, better than you, or they're going to be saved and you're going to be doomed. I think that that is a red flag as an indicator of not harmony and not divinity, but insanity.
Right, exactly. I agree with you. I mean, it's, you know, it's really important that people don't get so wrapped up in these fundamentalist indoctrinations, because that is just what control is all about. You have to go by your heart. You know, when I actually accepted Yeshua, I remember that there were people around me that were fundamentalists, and they were saying, well, you can't do this because, you know, Jesus wouldn't want this. Or, I mean, they were constantly, oh, well, if you leave this church, then, you know, you'll be doomed, and lots of things like that, which were red flags to me. But I think that if you really listen to your heart, because that's what, because Yeshua lays it on your heart, on really what, you know, for instance, the women issue, that's always been really big with me, reading the Bible and reading parts where the woman needs to be submissive to the man. Like, I couldn't, like, I told these people that were around me, I said, Yeshua has not put that on my heart. And I, you know, God has not put that on my heart. And so I said, for me to believe that, I said, from you as a man, as a person, or a woman, as a person, you know, I can't buy into that, because I don't go, that's not the way I go. It's not the way I roll.
Yeah.
You know, well, and that's not the way I'm wired. I go by my intuitions. I go by what feels right. And if something feels unfair, unjust, I don't believe that is the way to love. And I don't believe that is the way that Yeshua preached. So I can't buy into that. I can't buy into discrimination. I can't buy against anybody.
Racism, sexism.
Racism, right.
Yeah, I completely understand, and I appreciate that. Again, it looks like it's part of the conspiracy to divide we the people, male from female in this case, and that, again, when you think about the extremists, right-wingists, again, when you think about the most hideous ones of all, are those guys and gals that have been attacking us, Sherry. Christian identity, they call themselves. When, gee whiz, it has nothing whatsoever except for a psyops, a psychological propaganda manipulation of the mind. When you claim something is Christian identity, that means you're allegedly you're identifying with Christianity, but it's actually undermining all of Christianity, all of the beauty in Christianity, all of the fundamental mission of Christianity boils down to two simple requirements that Jesus laid out and because of it simplified the Ten Commandments. It's all about loving God and it's all about loving each other. Brothers and sisters, we are divine family siblings. We need to come together with this heartfelt connection that is our gifting and anointing. It is in our inheritance as children of God, evolving now through the worst time in history. It's the end times. The plagues are all around us, the wars and rumors of wars, the economic collapse, even the mark of the beast. It's all here. It's all right now, along with the earth changes and the weather changes. It is happening at your front door. It's walking in your living room as soon as you turn on the television. And really, it's about time we got down to basics. And those basics are, like you say, Sherry, it's about respecting and honoring and loving each other as God respects and loves and honors every single one of us.
Amen, brother. Anyway, I think we're just about out of time. I want to thank you all for listening tonight. We so appreciate you. We do take calls. Do we know the new phone number for BBS?
Because we get into it so often, and we're actually at fault for not opening up the phone lines more often. It seems like, you know, we only have an hour a week to spend with you. It kind of as a recap, we typically share some of the things that are on our hearts and in our heads that we're dealing with, although you can imagine that we're dealing with a lot more that we're not telling you because, again, some of those things, such as the litigation matters that we're currently engaged in, it's not quite the right time. So we have very, very busy lives. We love you dearly. We want to keep these programs, the Inside Hour, going. Most importantly, we need your help financially. It's been extremely difficult not only advancing the litigation matters, but literally doing all the research and things that we do in order to serve humanity optimally and Creator optimally. And so we ask you right now, because we really want more and more of this medicinal music in 528 to go out, to do some donations on 528records.com so that we can purchase another server to expand the networks. We actually broadcast now with 528 Christian Radio. It's 528christianradio.com, and there's great Christian music if you are a Christian. And we have, of course, 528 Classic Rock and 528 Blues and 528 Motown and several 528 radio stations, and you can go to 528radio.com and actually listen to the music. And so that to help us spread that frequency and energy of love and healing, we need your help financially.
Well, I just also want to go back to callers. We do appreciate callers, and we do love to hear what you have to say and know that you're out there listening to us, because we don't know how many people are out there listening. So we would appreciate, you know, if people would call in sometimes and you have any thoughts on your mind and you would share them with us, because we do appreciate you so much. The call-in number, when you do decide to call, is 1-888. That's 1-888-627-6008. And if you are out of the U.S., I mean, actually, if you're out of Canada, because that's for the U.S. and Canada, if you are other international caller, then you can call area code 530-327-7602. And we appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week at the same time. That's Tuesday night. It's 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. in Hawaii, at midnight on the East Coast. God bless you. Stay healthy and safe. We love you.
Bye-bye.